大家早上好。
Let's open with a word of prayer.
大家，我们一起来低头祷告。
Our Father,
哦，天父啊，
we humble ourselves before the throne of God.
我们谦卑的来到你的宝座前。
May your mercies be rich upon us today as we declare the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
今天早上，我们愿你的灵慈悲的来到我们的中间。来宣告圣经的真理。
May your holy word be declared truthfully and completely in your house this morning.
愿你的言语在这里能够完整的宣讲。
May every word be yours.
因为每句话都是出自你。
May, and everything done be to the glory of God alone.
我们所做的一切都是荣耀你的名。
If anyone has ears this morning, let them hear the word of God and be convicted to walk more closely to you.
今天如果任何人有耳可听，就当听到神的话语，并来亲自来亲近你。
It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们这样的祷告，阿门。
Amen. So I invite you this morning to open your Bibles to Colossians, the book of Colossians.
今天我们先把我们的圣经打开，翻到哥罗西书。
And this morning we're going to continue where Pastor Wu start or where he left off in verse 12.
今天我们将继续五牧师上次结束的地方是在第12节。
Those powerful verses are about new life in Christ, which have been a church favorite forever.
这些非常有力的经文是我们几代教会都非常喜爱的一段经文。
So let's do a quick scan of Colossians and recap this short but powerful epistle.
那我们先来快速的来浏览一下《哥罗西书
Colossians is one of the four prison epistles written by Paul under Roman captivity.
》。《哥罗西书》是四部的监狱书信中的一部，是由保罗所写的。
While in prison, a man named Epaphras informed Paul of ungodly teachings creeping into the church.
在保罗在罗马的监狱里，有一个名叫以巴弗的人来告诉保罗说，在教会里有一种不虔诚的教导，正在悄悄地进入教会。
These teachings were contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这些教导和耶稣基督的福音相悖逆。
Colossians 2:8 describes the common deceptive approach the enemy uses to defile the church and believers.
哥罗西书第2章第8节描述了这些用所谓的哲学来玷污教会，
That approach is called philosophy.
这个所谓的approach 就是叫哲学。
Paul elaborates about philosophy and its deceptiveness.
保罗在这里详细的叙述了这所谓的哲学的欺骗性。
Human traditions and worldly elements like circumcision and food regulations, the worship of angels, and harsh treatments of the body.
人类所谓的一些传统的元素，比如说行割礼啊，对饮食的规定和对天使的崇拜，以及所谓的禁欲。
And these philosophies infiltrated the church. And are offensive to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这些所谓的哲学渗透到教会中，然后是把耶稣的福音贬低耶稣的福音。
All worldly philosophy devalues Christ's work on the cross and increases man-made religion.
所有所谓的世俗的哲学都贬低了耶稣在十字架上的工作，并且加入了所谓的人为的宗教。
And Paul sums up his argument beautifully in chapter 2, verse 19, by stating that philosophical teachings view Christ as inferior and devalue Christ.
保罗在哥罗西书的第2章的19节非常漂亮地总结了他的论点，指出了这些宗教。是对耶稣基督的看法是贬低的。
2:19 says, they have lost all connection to the head that is Christ.
哥罗西书2章19节说， 不辞定元首，全身既然靠着他，今节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Chapter 3 transitions us into the intensely practical application of Scripture.
然后在第三章，保罗在这里又过渡到圣经的在实际的应用中。
Verses 1 and 2, keep your eyes fixed on the things above.
3章1到2节是告诉我们，要我们定睛在天上的事物。
Verses 5 to 10, put off the old you, abandon the old nature.
第5节到第10节是让我们抛弃旧的你，抛弃你的旧的本性。
In verse 11, Christ is all in all.
第11章是讲基督是一切，在一切之中。
We look beyond the earthly differences that separate people, and together we enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ together.
这里我们是超越了那些将人分开的世俗的差异，
So
共享受主耶稣基督。
now we move forward to what life in Christ looks like.
让我们继续来看所谓的在基督里的日子是应该是怎么样子的。
If we are to put off the old stain-ridden garments, what must believers put on?
如果我们想脱掉那些旧的污秽的衣服，那么我们应该穿上什么样的衣服呢？
And equally as important, why must we put on these new garments?
同样重要的问题是，为什么我们要穿上这些新衣服？
As Christ becomes Lord of our lives, our minds, and our lifestyles transform more and more into the image of God.
随着耶稣在我们生活中变得越来越真实，那么我们的生活和思想的方式也会越来越转变，更像我们的上帝。
And the work of Christ begins to pour out of believers, and our external actions increasingly resemble Christ.
基督的工作开始向我们的信徒。浇灌我们的信徒，我们的外表也会越来越像我们的主耶稣。
So let's look at our text this morning. Reason number one for putting on these new garments.
让我们看看我们的圣经，来，第一个原因，为什么我们要穿上新衣服？
The grace of Christ.
基督的恩典。
Let's look at our text. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy, dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
让我们看看哥罗西书3章12节到14节。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙恩的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another.
倘若这人与那人有联系，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive.
所以主是怎样饶恕你，你就要怎样饶恕他人。
Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Paul wants the Colossians to recognize four graces provided by Jesus.
所以这里保罗希望哥罗西人认识主耶稣基督提供的四项恩典。
Grace number one. God has chosen them.
第一，神拣选了他们。
Do you know if you're a believer, you have been chosen by God from way back in time?
你知道吗？如果你是一个信徒，那你在很久以前就被神所拣选了。
Before you were born, or before your parents were born.
在你出生之前，甚至在你父母出生之前，
Before America was ever founded,
在美国建国之前，
Before the world was even created,
甚至是在这个世界被造之前，
God has chosen you to be his child.
神已经拣选了你，他成为你的子，他成为他的子民。
Long before you ever believed in Christ.
在很久很久，在你能想象的很久很久之前，
God's choosing of you did not depend on anything you ever did.
神拣选你，并不因为依靠任何的条件。
If God saved people based on our works and our good behavior, nobody would be saved.
如果神拣选你是因为你的好行为，
You
那么
be
在这世上是没有人能够被拣选的。
you become chosen by God when you accept Christ as Lord and Savior of your life.
当你接受主耶稣的时候，你就被神拣选了。
It is a mystery that we will never fully understand on this side of heaven.
这是在天堂上的一个谜，我们可能永远不能理解。
Number two, God has set them apart.
第二点是，上帝把我们是特别分别为圣。
As God's chosen person, you are not your own.
作为神的选民，你已经不是你自己了，
You are not of this world.
你已经不属于这个世界了。
You are a people of his possession.
你是上帝的子民。
It is now God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
所有的都是上帝的工作，你是为他而工作。
You are set apart as holy for kingdom purposes.
你已经分别为圣，你的存在就是为了，神国的。
You are in a new situation as God's chosen people.
作为上帝的子民，你正处在一个崭新的环境中。
And next, God loves them.
后面一个是神爱我，爱他们。
God's chosen people set apart, and God loves them.
神把他们拣选出来，因为他爱他们。
And God forgives them.
神原谅他们。
Believers are completely forgiven. Of every wrong thought, every wrong action, past, present, and future.
信徒们的每一个的错误的想法、行为，过去和现在，以及和未来，都被完全的原谅。
God has generously and compassionately forgiven every man and every woman and every boy and every girl who comes to Christ for forgiveness.
上帝慷慨地饶恕了每一个来到他面前的，包括所有的男人、女人、男孩、女孩。
And nobody who comes to Jesus will ever be turned away.
任何跪下耶稣的人都不会被拒之门外。
Paul starts this scripture by saying, therefore,
说保罗在这里用一个词开始，就是因此。
what he's saying is, naturally,
所以他说这是一个自然而然的。
as a people who are chosen by God, loved by God, forgiven by God, it is natural to think that our default action would be to put on Christ-like virtues.
保罗在这里说，作为被上帝拣选、被上帝所爱、被上帝宽恕的人，那个自然而然的认为要穿上上帝的美德，
And Paul provides eight of them in these first couple verses.
保罗在这里详细叙述了有八种基督徒的应该的美德。
These things should naturally be increasing daily as we put on Christian garments.
当我们穿上基督徒的衣服、新衣服的时候，这些美德应该是自然而然的，每天都会在你的身上增加。
Number one, compassion.
第一是怜悯。
This word really indicates compassion and mercy that comes from a person's bowels, from deep down inside of them.
这个词是表示从一个人的内心表达的 怜悯和同情。
Western society would say, from the bottom of my heart.
西方的社会会说是发自内心的。
Care for people so much that it hurts your core when they suffer.
因为我太关心他人了，以至于你会为他伤心到极点。
Have mercy and sympathy and compassion for everybody inside and outside of the church.
对教会以内以及以外的每一个人都有同情和怜悯之心。
And kindness.
第二个是恩慈。
Jesus taught that those who are kind without expecting anything in return will be children of the Most High.
耶稣教导我们说，那些仁慈的而不求回报的人，就会成为至高者的儿女。
And humility, referring to an attitude free of pridefulness.
第三个是谦卑，是指那些没有骄傲的态度。
This is a person with a mind that thinks of others first and regards others as more important than themselves.
这是一个人首先为别人着想，把别人看得比自己更重要的。
How rare is that in 2025?
在我们今天2025年，这样的人应该是很罕见吧。
And gentleness.
接下去是一个温柔。
This is referred to as power under control.
这个是指我们能够用有能力控制自己。
The gentle person doesn't blow up or freak out because all of their emotions are under control.
一个温柔的人不会是突然惊慌失措或者突然爆发，因为他把所有的情绪能够得到控制。
Gentleness is the ability to be insulted or to suffer without a response.
温柔是那种能力，当你受到侮辱或者受苦的时候，不会做出报复性的反应。
And patience.
后面一个是耐心。
Be slow to anger, slow to respond, slow to retaliate.
是我们对发怒要慢慢的反应，然后有对慢慢的有报复心理的话，如果是有控制，有慢慢的。
And forbearance, bearing with one another.
忍耐，后面是忍耐。
This means to tolerate each other.
这个特点是意味着相互包容。
The Colossian church was a church filled with people of mixed races and social classes and upbringing.
在哥罗西教会，它有不同的种族、社会阶层。
Different tastes in music and food and decor.
也对音乐和食物都有不同的品味。
But let's make sure we never let the small stuff impede what's most important in the church, unity and salvation through Christ alone.
让我们确保我们不要让一些小事来阻碍我们的团结，让阻碍耶稣的救赎。
And forgiveness, the greatest gift we could ever receive, forgiveness.
后面一个是宽恕，宽恕是我们能得到的最大的礼物。
We have been forgiven as of so much as followers of the Lord Jesus.
我们作为耶稣的跟随者，我们已被主耶稣宽恕了这么多。
How could we ever deny anybody the forgiveness that was given to us?
So, 我们怎么会否认对别人的宽恕呢？
And last is love. The pinnacle virtue is love.
最后一个是爱，这是所有美德的巅峰。
You cannot love if you don't have all of the first seven.
你如果没有前面七项的美德，那么你就不能爱。
You cannot be unkind and loving.
你就不可能会不友善而充满爱。
You cannot be impatient and put on love.
你不可能不耐烦而爱。
It is love that binds all things together perfectly.
是爱将万物完美的结合在一起。
Christ sacrificially died for the church out of love.
耶，基督是为我们的教会牺牲了，是把他的爱，表现在教会中。
Our fellowships with each other is rooted in love.
我们在教会中彼此的交往也应该是根植于爱。
Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
信心、盼望和爱，最大的是爱。
It is the duty of every Christian to put on all of these virtues.
So 每个基督徒都有责任穿戴上这些美德。
And all of these virtues are completely opposite of the earthly, fleshy characteristics that Paul just told us to take off.
这些美德和我们属世的那些所谓的肉体的特征是完全相反的。
Those characteristics that Paul tells us to crucify with the flesh.
所以这些属世的所谓的美德，是在保罗说是我们应该把它钉到十字架上。
William Barclay had great insight into these two verses.
威廉·巴克利他对这些章节有非常敏锐的洞察力。
Is most significant to note that every one of these virtues and graces listed has to do with personal relationships between man and man, with each other.
他说到，最重要的是要注意到，这里列出的每一项美德和恩典，都是与人与人之间的个人关系有关的。
This is how we treat each other.
这是我们应该怎样，对待我们的弟兄姐妹。
Consider for a moment all the Bible stories that you know about how people were treated when Jesus walked on this earth.
那我们来回想一下，在圣经里面，耶稣在世上的时间是如何对待那些人的？
Consider the stories of the blind and the poor and the orphan and the widow.
想想那些圣经里面提到的瞎子、穷人、孤儿和寡妇，
The hemorrhaging woman in Luke chapter 8.
在路加福音8章提到的那个漏血的女人。
The lame man of 38 years in John chapter 5, who laid by the pool of Bethesda.
在约翰福音8章中提到的那个瘸子，他是在那个死水边躺了38年。
The story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, where the religious elite walked right by a man who had been left for dead.
在路加福音10章中提到的那个撒玛利亚人的故事，那些宗教的所谓的精英经过那里，就是看着他没有管。
The leper who would walk down the streets and people would shout, "Unclean! Unclean!"
那些大麻风病人在街上走的时候，人们会叫不洁不洁。
How about the man who went to the temple to pray and thanked God that he didn't make him like those people?
在想到那个去寺庙祷告被感谢上帝的人说他是怎样的感谢上帝，没有做他们所做的事情。
People during those days were cruel to each other,
在那个时代，人们彼此非常的残忍，
uncompassionate towards those in need.
对那些有需要的人没有同情心。
If you had a medical condition or a mental disorder, you were an outcast.
如果你有健康问题或者精神问题，那么他就会被社会所抛弃。
And then Christ came to dwell with man on this earth.
那基督来了，住在人们的中间。
And every aspect of his life was radically different.
他的生活的方方面面都是这样的不同，这样的激进。
Christ loved the lame and the sick and the blind.
他爱瘸子，爱病人和瞎子。
He ate with the tax collectors and the outcasts.
他和税吏一起吃饭。
He touched the leper and he wept for the hurting.
他触碰那个麻风病人，他为受伤的而哭泣，
He fed the poor.
他喂养穷人。
Everything about Christ's life was radically different compared to that society.
在这个耶稣在和社会相比，耶稣的平生一切都是这样的不同。
He was compassionate to all.
他对所有人都是怜悯，
He was kind to the ungrateful.
他对那些忘恩负义的人也是非常友善。
And he always had what was best for them on his mind.
他总是把最好的放在他的子民的身上。
He wept for the spiritual blindness of Jerusalem.
他为耶路撒冷属灵的盲目而哭泣。
And though he is God, and he could call down armies from heaven and destroy his enemies, he was patient, not wanting any to perish, but that all would come to a saving knowledge of Christ.
虽然他是神，他可以呼召天上所有的军队来消灭他的敌人，但是他很有耐心，他不想任何人灭亡，而是让所有的人能够获得基督救赎的真理。
Christ is the summation and the embodiment of what love is.
耶稣基督是所有爱的总和，
He embodied every aspect of the Christian life.
他体现了基督生活的各方面。
He could not be love if he were unkind.
他不可能爱，如果他不仁慈。
And in the same way, Christians, we cannot be the light of the world or unified and bonded and tightly knit as a community of believers if we lack the same love and compassion and kindness for each other.
同样的，作为基督徒，如果我们缺乏我们的怜悯。谦卑和宽恕，我们就不可能成为世上的光，也不可能成为一个团结的、紧密联系的群体，作为神的子民而生活。
To be God's chosen people and live contrary to these values is to walk sinfully different than Christ walked.
作为神的子民，我们要生活于这些美，而是。作为神的子民，我们要和基督一样，把这些世上的不干净的事情
So
抛弃掉。
we've seen the grace of Christ. Next, let's look at the peace of Christ.
那我们后面再看，第二点是基督的平安。
Verse 15, let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts and be thankful.
哥罗西书3:15，又要叫基督的平安在你们心中做主，你们也要为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Paul has the whole body of believers in view with this verse.
保罗在这里是着眼信徒的身体。
Peace is the bonding agent of unity.
平安是一个粘合剂。
Ephesians 4:3 says, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
在以弗所说所书第4:3中，保罗说道：“用和平的纽带，殷勤保守圣灵所赐的合一。”
The affairs of daily life gave the Colossians so much to be worried about.
在日常生活中，哥罗西教会的人为很多日常的琐事而担忧。
But Paul wrote in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
说保罗在腓立比书第4:6-7中写道：“你们要一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的事告诉神。神所赐人出意外的平安，必在 基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Individual personal peace comes before community peace.
个人的平安先于我们社区的平安。
One person can cause so much strife in a community.
一个人可以在一个社区里影响很多的冲突。
But Paul reassures us that the peace of Christ can overcome even the darkest crevices of our soul.
保罗在这里向我们保证，基督的平安可以让我们克服我们灵魂中最黑暗的裂缝。
And so we let the peace of Christ guard our hearts in this, as we are in and called into this new community of believers.
当我们被召进这个与上帝的子民一起的新的社区的时候，让我们用平安来支配我们的心。
But we also must discern a false inner peace too.
但我们也要注意，我们必须要识别虚假的内心平安。
The prophet Jonah had an inner peace in his heart with his decision to flee from what God had in his life, flee from the will of God.
约拿他有一个虚假的心内心平安，因为他决定逃避神的命令，神让他在尼尼微作证。
And we found Jonah asleep as a great storm had threatened that ship.
我们看发现约拿在大风威胁的那艘船上也能睡得很好。
Inner peace and the peace of Christ are not always the same thing. So always compare that inner peace to the will of God.
所以内心的平安和基督的平安并不总是同一回事，所以我们要把内心的平安与上帝的旨意进行比较。
And be thankful.
我们要有感恩的心。
Thankfulness is the Christian response to the grace and peace offered only by Christ.
感恩是基督徒对我们主耶稣基督给予的救恩与平安的回应。
Are you glad that the Lord has chosen you and loves you and has separated you from this world?
你是否因为主拣选了你，爱你，并将这个世界把你隔绝，感到高兴呢？
I am so thankful that he would ever save a wretch like me.
我非常感谢神会拣选我，喜欢我这样一个可怜的人。
Christians should be the most thankful people on this earth.
我们基督徒应该成为世界上最感恩的人。
Because we know what we've been saved from.
因为我们知道我们是怎样被救赎的。
Reason number three, the word of Christ, verse 16.
原因三是基督的话语。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
哥罗西说三章十六节。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、彼此劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Paul returns us back to Christ as he petitions the Colossians to become deeply rooted in the Word of God.
保罗在这里让我们回到基督身边，他恳求哥罗西人在神的话语中深深的扎根。
This is an obvious reference to the Holy Scriptures that I hope each of you hold in your hand today.
这里神的话语就是说是指的是圣经。
The Bible was written over 1,500 years by over 40 authors through 66 books.
圣经是由40多位作者在经历了1,500年的一个过程中写成的，分为66本书。
But they proclaim the name of one person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们在这里宣告了一个人的名字，就是主耶稣基督。
Praise God that he gave us his scriptures.
感谢主赐给我们这些经文。
The word of God is living and active.
神的话语是活生生的，是活跃的。
The word of God is a mirror so that we may see our true fallen nature.
神的话语是一面镜子，能够让我们看到我们真正的本性。
The word of God is a lamp to our feet to guide us by the living waters.
神的话语是我们脚前的灯，指引我们走向活水的溪流。
I praise God if He has illuminated your hearts and minds to understand His scriptures.
我赞美神在这里，因为他照亮了我们的心灵和思想。
Scriptures are not a complimentary document to encyclopedias or newspapers or even the internet.
圣经并不是对百科书、报纸或者互联网的补充。
The scriptures are the foundation of eternal life.
圣经是对，是永恒的基础。
So let the scriptures dwell within you. Let them fill you and consume you, and don't ever stop thinking about them.
就让圣经住在你里面，充满你，消耗你，永远不要停止思考他们。
Teenagers would say, let the scriptures live in your head rent free.
青少年们会说，让圣经住在你的，免费住在你的脑海里。
The word of God is the sword of the spirit and our only offensive weapon against the philosophies of the world.
神的话语是圣灵的宝剑。也是对我们对抗世俗哲学唯一的进攻性武器。
The word of God is inspired and sufficient and without error.
神的话语是启发性的、充分的、没有谬误的，
It's without mistake.
没有任何错误。
And the word of God is pure.
神的话语是非常有力的。
And there is nowhere else to find such divine wisdom and teaching.
在世上没有任何地方可以找到如此神圣的智慧和教导。
So, does the word of God dwell richly in your heart?
神的话语住在你们的心里吗？
In my home, absolutely nothing sits on top of our Bible. And my wife can testify to that.
在我家里没有任何东西可以放在圣经之上，你可以问我的妻子。
If papers or a bill or a shirt get laid on our Bible, we just brush it off because there is nothing more important than the Word of God in our home.
如果有一些纸啊，或者书籍放在圣经上面，我们会马上把它移走。
In our office, we have scripture on our walls. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
在我家的办公室里面，我是有提撒罗尼迦前书的章节。
In our living room, Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
在我的客厅里是约书亚记的24章15节。至于我和我家，我要侍奉耶和华。
At our front door, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, and the Lord will be with you.
在我的前门是约书亚记的1章19节，你们要刚强壮胆，因为耶和华必与你同在。
In our bedroom, Ruth 1:16, wherever you go, I'll go, and where you stay, I'll stay.
在我的卧室里是路德记的1章16节，无论你到哪里，我到哪里，你住哪里，我就住哪里。
Song of Solomon 3:4, I have found the one whom my soul loves.
雅各书3章4节，我已经找到我心所爱的人。
Jesus said, where your heart is, there also is your treasure.
耶稣说：“你的心在哪里，你的财宝也在哪里。
Buried deep in my heart, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one shall come to the Father but through me, said Jesus.
”在我心中深埋的是《约翰福音》4章6节：“我就是道路、真理和生命。”
In my heart, John 3:16, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Matthew 22:36 to 38, John 8:31 and 32, Matthew 28:18 to 20.
在我心里，我还有约翰福音的3章16节，提摩太后书3章16到17节，马太福音22章36到38节，约翰福音8章31到32节，马太福音28章18到20节，等等等等。
And I say this not to brag, but to encourage you. Keep the word of God dwelt richly in your heart.
我这里说这些，并不是为了吹嘘，乃是要鼓励你们让基督的道住在你的心里。
One day, the word of God may be outlawed, but they can't steal it when it's in your heart.
有一天，圣经可能会被取缔，但是一旦圣经在你的心里，他们就永远无法把它拿走。
Lastly, and our fourth reason to put on these new garments is the name of Christ.
最后第四个原因，就是基督的名字。
Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
3章17节，无论做什么事，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Did you hear that command?
你们听到这个命令吗？
Whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
无论做什么，都要为着荣耀神的名。
This is Paul's summary verse,
这个应该说是一个总结性的章节，
and it's beautiful.
是非常的美的一节。
Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论你做什么，都要奉耶稣的名去做。
So that takes us to our challenge today.
所以今天我们看看后面的是一个挑战，
Live like a new creature.
像新生命一样活着。
Live like the new creature that Christ has made you.
活得像一个新的生命，像耶稣基督创造你的那个新生命，
Old things have passed away.
旧事物已经过去，
New things have come.
新事物已经来了。
Live like the creature that Christ has made you into.
或者像基督造你的那个新造的物一样。
So, how do we do that?
所以我们怎么能做呢？
Well, there's three ways as we close out this message for this morning. Reason or way number one is to imitate Christ.
有3件事，第一件就是在世上要效法基督，
Imitate Christ in this world.
在这世上要效法基督。
If I could find any single Bible verse for you to cling to today, if you've got a pen, write this one down.
如果我在这里能找到一节圣经来这个今天早上，那么大家如果有笔的话，可以记下这节圣经。
Romans 13, 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书的13章第14节，
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
总要披戴主基督耶稣。
I heard a story about a man who spent most of his days at the subway.
我听说过这样一个故事，有一个人把他的大部分时间都在地铁站。
No matter the weather, whether hot or cold, he was always there and he was greeting people and helping them with his bag with their bags and pointing them to the right subway train.
So, 无论天气如何，是炎热或者寒冷，他总是在那里迎接人们，帮助他们搬运行李，并指导他们坐正确的地铁。
He was a kind man and always willing to help, even when inconsiderate people yelled at him.
他是一个非常善良的人，即使不提的人在他面前让他退后，他也总是愿意提供帮助。
And he always wore a cross around his neck, right here.
他总是戴着一个很大的十字架项链。
This man developed quite a reputation over time.
随着时间的推移，这个人渐渐的变得非常有名。
And one day, a visitor to that city went to the subway. and tapped on a stranger's shoulder and said, "Who is that man?"
有一天，有个在那里游客看到这个人，就问旁边的人说：“哎，这个人是谁呀
Well, that man, he said, that's the Jesus man.
？”哦，他就是耶稣叫耶稣的那个人。
This man so resembled Christ that nobody knew his name, but he was known by his actions.
所以这个人长，因为他的行为长得太像耶稣了，所以因为很多人不知道他的真实姓名，但是他都知道他是谁。
Is that us today?
这是我们吗？
Does your lifestyle resemble the lifestyle that Christ modeled for us?
你今天你的生活方式是和基督有这么相似吗？
Let it never be said that a Christian is anything but Christ-like.
我们永远不要说一个基督徒不像基督，
Be imitators of Christ.
我们要效仿基督。
Number two, imitate Christ, but expect ridicule.
第二点，我们要效法基督，但是我们要期待世人的嘲笑。
Christians walk differently in this life.
基督徒在今生的形式上有和世人不一样，
Against the grain.
是逆流而上的。
You say, Eric, this lifestyle is easier said than done.
你会说，Eric，这种生活方式说起来容易，但是做起来非常难。
I understand that.
我理解这一点。
Even though Jesus treated people kinder and nicer and had more compassion than anybody, they still hated him.
即使基督耶稣对待人比任何人都仁慈，但是他们都还是很恨他。
And they still killed him.
他们后来还是把他杀了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus never tolerated sin.
因为耶稣从来不能容忍罪。
He didn't turn a blind eye to sin, he confronted it.
他没有必要对罪避而不见，而是直面对他。
He confronted the lost and rebuked the prideful.
他面对世上的人，他斥责骄傲的人。
It is sin that separates us from God, but he came that we may have life abundantly.
说罪使我们与神隔绝，但他来了，他是为的是让我们得到生命。
Living as a disciple of Christ comes at a cost.
作为基督的门徒，生活是有代价的。
Christian living requires that we tell people about forgiveness of sin through Christ.
基督徒的生活要求我们告诉人们，他们的罪得到赦免。
That means we too have to confront sin.
这也意味着我们必须要面对人们的罪。
And Christian living is just as radical today as it was for Jesus 2,000 years ago.
所以今天我们基督徒的生活，就像和基督2000年前一样，也是非常的和不一样的。
But remember this truth: the way is narrow and few find it.
但大家请注意一个真理，这个窄路，这是一条窄路，很少有人找到这条窄门。
You will be ridiculed for living these Christian virtues.
你会受到世人的嘲笑。
To live as a Christian in 2025 is to live in a society that glorifies same-sex marriage.
在今天2025年，这个社会里面，现在我们是赞同同性恋的一个社会中。
A society that encourages all forms of premarital and extramarital sexual immorality.
这是一个社会鼓励一切形式的婚前性和婚外恋的一个社会。
A society that encourages abortion if a child is too inconvenient.
这是一个鼓励孩子在不方便的，认为不方便的话就堕胎的一个社会。
a society where atheism and godlessness is celebrated.
这是一个赞美无神论和无神论的一个社会。
A society where Christianity is viewed as the enemy.
这是一个将基督教作为敌人的一个社会。
Our society says that science can disprove God and philosophy knows more than God.
今天我们的社会说，科学可以反驳上帝，人的哲学比上帝知道的更多。
But true Christianity is to stand in complete contradiction to these earthly philosophies that Christ rejects.
真正的基督徒，我们是面对拒绝这些世俗的所谓的哲学。
And do not be deceived.
不要被这些所欺骗。
You can make moral life changes and become a more compassionate, a kinder, and more patient person, but you have to look into your heart.
你可以改变道德生活，成为一个有同情心、更善良、更有耐心的人。
Are those changes for your benefit? Or for God's glory.
但你看看这些改变是为了你的益处呢，还是为了上帝的荣耀？
That's the distinguishing factor.
这是一个区别的因素。
Do you reject human philosophies because they don't make sense, or because you love the Word of God and won't stand for anything minimizing or devaluing Christ?
你拒绝人类的哲学，是因为他们没有意义呢，还是因为你热爱神的话语，不会支持任何贬低基督的所谓的哲学？
The saved who are forgiven of every mistake that we've ever made, we do all things for his glory.
我们凡事都是为了基督的荣耀。
It always comes back to your motivations.
所以一切都是回到你的动机。
It is Christ who died on the cross.
那个基督是为了我们而死在十字架上的。
Do you do all things for Christ?
你是不是为基督做所有的事？
If this is you, if you agree with the world's philosophies, then I echo Paul and I say, don't be deceived.
如果这是你，如果你同意世界的哲学，那么我就会用保罗的话说，不要自欺。
But believers,
但是在信徒中，
such were some of you.
你们中间有些人就是这样的，
Past tense.
这是过去的，过去式，
The old you.
这是你过去救我。
Oh, believer, resist the temptation to tolerate sin.
过去的我是阻碍这些诱惑。
Resist the temptation to water down the gospel.
我们要阻碍这些淡化福音的，
Or to live unauthentically.
或者过着那些不真实的。
You're never more like Christ than when you suffer for God's glory.
你从来没有比神的荣耀受苦更像基督的。
Or when you stand in opposition to the world's philosophies and proclaim from the top of your lung, to God be the glory.
当你面对世俗的哲学，宣告一切荣耀归于神的时候，那你就替代了主耶稣基督。
But be ready.
做好准备。
The world will hate you.
世界会恨你，
But the apostles. Well, they rejoiced.
但使徒们会欢欣鼓舞。
They were glad to be considered worthy to suffer for the gospel.
因为他们认为配得上为福音受苦。
So put on the garments of the kingdom to which you belong.
所以穿上你所属王国的衣服吧。
Last point is to live and proclaim the gospel.
最后一点是传扬基督的福音。
The gospel is the good news that every person needs.
福音是一个非好消息，是每一个人都需要的好消息。
And God uses believers like us for his kingdom.
神使用我们这些信徒来实现国度的。
A man's new life in Christ starts by taking one sincere, trusting step towards the cross.
一个人在基督里的新生活开始于向十字架迈出真实信任的一步。
One step. Thanking Jesus for dying on the cross, for paying the penalty of your sin, for forgiving you of your sin, and raising from the dead, and clothing you in his righteousness.
就迈出一步，感谢耶稣死在十字架上，偿还了你的罪孽，赦免了你的罪，从死里复活。
The Bible says there is nothing you can possibly do. To separate yourself from the love of God.
所以圣经说，在这世上没有任何东西可以把你和耶稣的爱所分离。
But the one thing you must do is believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.
但是你一件事你一定要去做，就是你要相信主耶稣基督。
The gospel saves.
这个圣经说，
The gospel changes lives.
圣经改变了我们的生活。
And the gospel is forgiveness.
圣经是宽恕我们。
If you want to know more about the life-changing message of Christ, I invite you to talk to me after service or talk to one of the deacons that are here and learn more about Christ.
如果你想更多的了解基督耶稣改变生命的信息，我邀请你在礼拜后与我交谈。
I invite you to come up to the altar right now, and we'll walk beside you all the way through the best journey of your life.
我邀请你现在就到讲台来和我们交谈，我们将与你并肩同行，走过这个。宽恕新生命的旅途。
Charles Spurgeon said, "To be forgiven is such sweetness that honey is tasteless." In comparison,
查尔斯·斯布森说过这样一句话，他说：“被宽恕是如此的甜美，相比之下，蜂蜜毫无味道。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
”让我们来品尝主的恩典。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Oh Lord, you are the author and creator of all things.
哦，主啊，你是万物的创始者和创造者。
Lord, your ways are perfect and your power is endless.
你的道路是完美的，你的力量是无穷无尽的。
Thank you for the Lord Jesus who came to this earth, who died on the cross, and who rose victoriously from the grave to defeat sin and death.
感谢主。耶稣基督降临到这个世上，死在十字架上，从坟墓中胜利的战胜了恶魔和死亡，赐予所信的信他的人永生。
And to give all those who would believe in him eternal life.
赐给所有相信他的人永远的生命。
Lord, if there are any here who are seeking you today, may the Holy Spirit stir their hearts to respond in faith and believe in the Lord Jesus.
主啊，今天如果有任何在座的有寻求你的人，愿圣灵激动他们的心，让他们凭信心回应，相信主耶稣基督。
It's in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
我们奉我们主基督耶稣大能的名祷告，阿门。